Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and thank you for taking the time to join us. Your participation matters, even if silent, even if listening later on to the replay. Your participation counts. And I'd like to ask you now to join me in welcoming back Tamara Oviatt. Tamara was on earlier this year and quickly became one of the You Awakening favorites. She does amazing, amazing activations, which you'll hear about and experience shortly, that can really help clear the way to a greater, I was going to say spiritual connection, it's really embodiment, to a greater embodiment of the souls that we are, of the spirit and the light we are. And with that comes an opening to greater fulfillment in life. And who wouldn't want that? So we've actually put in quite a lot of planning time for this particular show. We tuned in and thought, what could be the most beneficial? And we thought of, you know, a community of light workers and people who are dedicated to the awakening process. And one of the first things we thought of was more prosperity, abundance, and flow of the good things, especially in a time when there's so much change happening. So that's what we've done. We've prepared a show, which we'll get into in just a moment, and it's really going to be about working some deep levels and layers to clear the way to, first, of course, greater spiritual connection, but also to opening the way to greater abundance. So please join me in welcoming Tamara Oviatt. Tamara, welcome.
Hi, thank you. So happy to be here with you.
Oh, and I am so happy to have you here with us, and everyone else will be too. So you're calling in from Glastonbury, England.
I am.
And I know you love being in England, and I know that's not far from the Roslyn Chapel, where the activation part of your service, which is really your focus now, all began. Can you tell us a little something about that? You know, what is an activation, and how did it start to unfold for you?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The activation started coming to me in 2012. After a frustrating trip, I was taking a walk and yelling at the creator of all that is, saying, "Why am I here?"
And the None of us have experienced that.
It goes a lot deeper. I mean, I could go on for hours about this. But the bottom line is, I'm yelling, "Why am I here?" You know, I was so frustrated, and I heard to go to the Roslyn Chapel. So I booked a B&B, I took off, I went to the Roslyn Chapel, I connected to the seventh plane energy, the creator of all that is energy, and I said, okay, I'm ready for this download, because I had read, after I was told to go there, about the Sundas dial, which activates your 12 strands of DNA. So I connect to the seventh plane, I said, okay, I'm ready. And when I said that, I was told to go to the sixth plane, which is the laws, and in the laws is the Akashic Records. So I went into the sixth plane, and I was met by a being there. When I asked him what his name was, he told me it was Lord Metatron. And he told me he was there to assist me. So I received this activation, and when I was driving away from Roslyn Chapel, I was told I was now crystalline. I was to give these to other people. So I started doing it right away with my friends. And a three-week trip to Europe ended up lasting 8 months. And at the 8 months, after the 8 months, I had 16 activations and had already done my first practitioner training.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You didn't waste any time, right into action. But it also must have been a fun experimental stage, too. Let's see what we can do with this.
It was just really amazing. I was just kept doing what I was told to do by the creator, always checking in with him before I started talking to any masters. And after that, Moses came to me And then I saw that I was doing the Tree of Life in healing sessions. Well, I saw what I was doing in healing sessions. I never knew it was the Tree of Life until later on, after I received the Moses codes, I saw that same symbol, the Tree of Life, around people's energy fields. And then while I was here, somebody handed me a book on sacred geometry, and I saw the Tree of Life. I went, oh my God, I've been doing this. This is what I'm doing. So I quickly learned that I was lining up people's sacred geometry.
And do you want to say what sacred geometry is, just in case anyone's not familiar with that term?
I cannot describe it in a scientific terms at all. But what I can say is the whole universe is made up of sacred geometry. Even down to flowers and plants, you'll see the symbols in them. And the whole world is, the whole universe. And we are part of all of this. So when we're not lined up in our life doesn't flow really easy. So when our sacred geometry is lined up, we actually flow with the universe. We flow with the world. We flow with the planet changes and everything else. We're just much more in flow with life. It's like swimming downriver instead of swimming upriver. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's the sacred geometry part of it. And then I quickly realized that I was also working in the collective consciousness and actually unplugging myself first with one of the activations from carrying the karma of the murders and the wars and stuff that had happened on this planet. I used to carry all that energy with great pain in my body. And when I realized that pain anyway, But that's when I learned about the collective consciousness and working in that and being able to disconnect from the different programs and stuff that are running here. And found out that we can plug into these programs and we can unplug from these programs. And when we do that, all that energy around that clears. And when that happens, it really helps clear the whole planet of this energy, if that makes sense.
I think it does. Honestly, my mind goes to a somewhat technical question, if you don't mind my asking this. You mentioned at the Roslyn Chapel going to the creator level, the seventh plane, and then coming down a level, so to speak, where there's more structure, more form, and it's the laws. Can you say, or does it switch around when you're doing activations? What is that experience like for you? I mean, are you going to the creator level and kind of channeling what comes through to you, or are you going into the level of the laws and literally starting to break down some of the structure that holds us into place?
Well, I'm definitely not breaking down any structure that holds us into place. I do connect to the seventh plane energy when I do my work. Sometimes I go into the Akashic Records and sit with the masters at the masters roundtable when I'm doing large audience, so that I'm witnessing the energy and I'm not in the middle of it. Because me, I like being in the middle of the energy, but when I'm doing large groups, it kind of knocks me out. So I've learned to remove myself and just witness the energy. Because we don't have to channel energies through us to witness these energies. As a matter of fact, we learn how to witness them. Without channeling, we can actually witness much more energy transformation without having to it go through us, you know what I mean? Because we can't handle that much energy. Whereas if we're witnessing it, of course, there's no limitation, if that makes sense.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, absolutely. So I learned about the planes of existence in Theta Healing. You know, the first plane is the rocks and plants. The second plane is the animals. The third plane is the humans. The fourth plane is what we call heaven. The fifth plane is the level of like the masters, the angels, and stuff like that. And then the sixth plane is the laws and also the Akashic Records, because it's held under the laws of time. And then the seventh plane is the energy of all that is. And a lot of people talk about different dimensions. There's many, many dimensions within the planes of existence. So when I do any work, I always connect to the seventh plane. It's our birthright to do that, and that's what I do to do this work. When I was first learning it, Creator told me to go to the sixth plane a lot because I'd always go to the seventh plane. He'd tell me to go to the sixth plane. And then that's where I would meet with the different masters that were teaching me. So, I mean, Lord Metatron's been my teacher for 2 years, over 2 years now. Moses, Mary Magdalena, Buddha, they're all coming to me and working with me and teaching me really how to do this work and really how to help people on a global basis and to really work with the collective consciousness so that we release this energy for everybody, not just one. Because it's really, you know, it's really like a video game. And I'm sure you've heard about this and your listeners have. If you don't like what's on the radio, change the station. It's just all different vibrational levels. Well, that's the same thing with thoughts and beliefs. We could be plugging in. I like to call it video games. That this is a big video game, and we choose what area of the game we're going to play in. When we're here in the video game, we feel like it's really real, and we're very, very involved in it, but it's really just a video game. And that there's these different programs that we can plug into, like fear and anger and loops and just all these different things, and we can call them many, many different things, but it is just fear. And truly, abundance is totally and completely ours. You know, God says yes to whatever it is we desire. The only thing that stops the full and total abundance coming in is our belief systems or the games we're plugging into. Now, we could be plugging into these games through our town, because there's collective consciousnesses of towns, of states, of countries. And also there's genetics and past lives and all these other things that play roles that we could be plugged into and not even realize that we're playing this game because we didn't consciously plug into it. But we are plugged into it. So it's kind of like like hide and seek. It's like these belief systems hide, and we've got to seek them and know what area they're in, and then we can go release them, and then that part of the game is done, and then we're able to plug more into the abundance and the flow, which is always here for us. It's a yes. And the only thing that stops that is our belief systems.
I'm just chomping at the bit here because I know that our first activation is going to be the one that you call, are you stuck?
Yeah.
Could we move into that now?
Sure. You know, are you stuck? I mean, think about that. Anywhere in your life, how many people are stuck? I bet if I could see a raise of hands right now, I would say 95% of the audience is raising their hand because some area in their life, they're stuck. They're afraid to move forward. They're afraid to make the next step. They're afraid what will happen if they make a mistake instead of getting excited about what they'll create. Does that make sense?
Yes. So, no, I agree totally. And we get lots of feedback on that. So I think this would be a tremendous service to be able to start freeing ourselves up to move more towards our joy, our creativity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so what I do during the activations is I'm going to walk you through a little process. I'll have you focus on your current life, how you're stuck. We will allow this energy to go through your past lives, any energy that you brought into this lifetime from those lifetimes will be cleared. We'll also bring this energy up and through your genetics, and then we'll go up and through the collective consciousness and clear you out of the collective consciousness of being stuck. So, and while I am witnessing this energy, I'm silent. So there will be silence on the line, but it's me working or me watching the work, should I say? Because
thank
with such a large
that.
Audience, I am not channeling this energy through me. No, no, no. I feel the energy spinning already. You might feel a little spinning feeling as this is going on, you might not feel anything. What I do invite you to do is allow any emotions, thoughts, or feelings to come up around being stuck. So you guys ready?
Absolutely. And if anyone is driving, please stop or choose to listen later on, because these are very expansive energies and a lot will be happening through your system.
Thank you. Okay, let's go.
All right.
So again, just allow any thoughts, feelings, or emotions to emerge. Or you can just sit there quietly, whatever works for you. Okay, now allow this energy to go in and through your past lives. Okay, now allow this energy to go up and through your genetics. Okay, now allow this energy. We're going to disconnect you from the stuckness of the world, of your community, of your town. We're just allowing this energy to shift on all levels, all aspects of you. Keep allowing that energy to shift, allowing complete movement throughout your whole system, feeling of freedom. Good. Now I'd like you to imagine, we're just going to connect into Mother Earth. I'd like you to imagine that you can put your feet in the ground, in the warm dirt or the sand. Or you can pretend you're a flower and you can go down into Mother Earth in the root system, or even a tree. Or you can even imagine that you can go sit in the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Just connect into that Mother Earth energy for a moment. As connecting with this energy allows you to line up with that energy to be able to really show up here on Earth and really make things happen when you're really connected into Mother Earth and connected with Source energy at the same time. Just allow this energy filling you with this unconditional love from the Creator of all that is, along with this unconditional love of Mother Earth. Bringing this energy up through every single cell of your body. Just imagine this energy is coming all the way back up. Up through every single cell, all the way to the top of your head. Good. Now just open your eyes when you're ready. You know, while you're being in this energy for a moment, I just wanted to tell you that this could take a couple days, even a couple weeks. These belief systems and emotions around being stuck will be coming up and shifting. So just keep allowing the energy shifts to happen. And you'll look back soon and notice how much you've shifted.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And Tamara, you said, just want to speak gently. To give everyone a little more time to integrate. That was very, very powerful.
I can still feel the energy.
Yes, it's definitely still running. I just wanted to ask you about how you said we could share with others, that in making these shifts, is that the 100th monkey idea?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, we're all connected. You know, I mean, everybody talks about how we're one. Well, we really are.
And when we learn new things and new vibrations, the people around us start vibrating at that energy level also, and they start shifting. And when we're disconnecting from collective consciousness, saying a fear or being stuck, Creator explained this to me about 9 months ago. I was shown a watermelon, and I was told if the energy of the collective consciousness of fear and suffering was the size of a watermelon, and that the energy of unconditional love and abundance is the size of a blueberry. Let's just say, let's put them in fruit terms. And what happens is when we disconnect people, thousands of other people all around the planet are also being disconnected from this energy. So what happens to the solitude of this watermelon size energy, it just starts shrinking because it doesn't have all that energy in it anymore. All these people are no longer plugged into these belief systems. And then what happens, and we're plugging in to that unconditional love and that abundance, and that starts growing. So the 100th monkey syndrome, where they start washing their sweet potatoes, you know, and the whole island and the next island does it. Same thing happens with humans, with these learned ideas. And the thing about the collective consciousness, because some of these collective consciousnesses are really, really strong, and we're not even aware of it. So when we get disconnected from it, it really shifts you. I was really surprised because there was a few things I had worked on for years. And when I started working on them in and through the collective consciousness, that's when it really shifted. So I was plugged into this video game, trying to change the video game, but couldn't because I was so plugged into the video game. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So when I actually got unplugged from that part of the video game, that's when things started really shifting for me.
That makes a lot of sense, and thank you for clarifying that. So as we
do
this work for ourselves, we literally could be doing it for our families, our communities, for others who are ready and choosing to make the same shift.
Absolutely, absolutely. And plus, you know, people are mirrors for us. They act in ways that we need them to act because we're learning something from it. And the person's, because there's no victims, right? So the perpetrator also has a very hard job to do, to teach the other person that feels like a victim a big lesson. And they're both involved in it. And not either one of them are wrong. They're both playing the roles. So when we clear that energy around that, we can allow the truth to shine and us to learn our lesson and let it all go and then move forward and allow other things to develop. Do you know what I mean? Without
Yes.
shutting it down and being fear of repeating something like that.
And you know, that's the perfect segue into what we wanted to talk about next.
Yeah,
a lot
betrayal.
Of people... Excuse me?
But do you want to talk about betrayal?
Yes. I wanted to introduce that whole idea that many, many of us have experienced, and let's say money-related betrayal, you know, whether it's through divorce, whether it's through, you know, partnerships, you know, broken contracts, you know, where money matters have not been dealt with appropriately. Can
yes.
we get at that, just the whole feeling? Because I, you know, I'm thinking now of a situation where, you know, a couple were together and they actually built up quite a strong foundation. And then one of the partners, you know, wanted to break that marriage contract. There was a third person actually involved. And, you know, I became involved because the person who was left and felt holding the bag and lost, you know, contributed more than 50% and lost more than 50%, held on to that issue, and it manifested in the form of disease. So I think it's, and that's just a dramatic case. I think there are many people who have had betrayals of sorts related to money. Can you talk to that issue and can you help us with that?
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. Let's focus on that. I mean, seriously, if you think about that, how many stories have you heard from different people that have been betrayed in some way or have been the betrayer?
Yes, yes.
You know, they could be playing on the different side of that, and we all definitely need to let go of the energy around that.
Yes, I think that would be an enormous service.
Absolutely, yeah. Marriages, contracts, I mean, there's just all kinds of ways that this happens. So however this is happening for you or has happened for you, because when we've had some type of trauma like that in our life somewhere, it'll stuck us. It'll stop us forward and creating more because we're afraid of repeating that. But that's another activation we'll get in after this one, the karmic loop. I'm going to circle into, if you don't mind me adding that in.
No, that'd be great. That'd be fantastic.
Okay, perfect. So what I want you to do is focus on any way you have betrayed somebody or you have been betrayed by somebody in any, really, any area of your life. It could even be in love or money. I mean, this workshop is about money. But so just allow whatever emotions, thoughts, feelings to come up, and let's clear those energies out. And then again, I will be going through your past life, your genetics, and the collective consciousness of this. Because that is just one of those nasty programs that I think we should just erase.
Let's hop to it.
The only programs I want out there is joy, happiness, and love.
Hey, there
and
we go.
That's for all. Absolutely. So, okay. Of course, that's not up to me. Focus on being betrayed in some way. And let's get started here. And again, I will be silent as we're doing this work. Keep allowing those energies. Now allow this energy to go in and through your past lives. So much energy in this.
Okay, now we're going to allow this energy to go up and through your genetics. Okay, now bring this energy up and through the collective consciousness, disconnecting you from all the programs on all levels and all aspects of you, from being a betrayer or playing the role of the victim and being betrayed. So allowing those energies to clear on all aspects of you, all levels. Okay, now I would like you to allow this energy of forgiveness for yourself and others involved, in the understanding, in the learning to be known, and that all lessons are complete around this. We're just going to bring in this unconditional love and acceptance, understanding, peace, forgiveness, freedom of this emotion. Good. Now bring your energy down into Mother Earth. Again, you can pretend you're just putting your feet in Mother Earth, or you can go into Mother Earth's heart chakra, whichever works for you. Just allow this energy to fill every single cell of your body. All aspects of you with this unconditional love. This creative energy source, this connection to Mother Earth, is you being able to show up and say yes. Bringing this energy up and through every single cell of your body. all the way back up to the top of your head and open your eyes when you're ready.
That was really powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just giving everyone a few minutes to, or a few moments to.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I wanted to share that these activations will change hundreds of belief systems around this. So, you know, just allow it. You know, you can't snap your fingers and have it be completely changed overnight. Well, you can. But some of the emotions and feelings and thoughts and beliefs take a little time to shift, you know, a couple days, a couple weeks. So just know that it'll continue shifting. It doesn't stop because we stop talking. The energy continues. And it's continuing now.
Still just giving that one a little space.
Okay.
Whew. And Tamara, it might be a little too soon, but I know you touched on a minute ago, or before we actually did this last activation, the karmic aspects. Can we gently move into that? Can you let us know the connection?
Absolutely. Karmic loop. I mean, how many of us repeat the same thing over and over and over and over again? Different face, it looks different, might have a different name, might be in a different area, but the same thing happens. And a lot of us are afraid of even going forward because that we might create the same thing over and over again. So this is another aspect of all of this, is the karmic loop. And it's important to clear the karmic loop so you don't feel like you're on a hamster wheel in your life. So your vibrations can...
That's a great visual.
So your vibrations can continually going up, giving you better and better experiences. So this is the karmic loop activation or deactivation, I'd like to call these. So what I would like you to do, again, like in the previous ones, is just allow the energy, allow whatever emotions, thoughts, or feelings to come up. And I'm going to get started now. Okay, now allow this energy to go in and through your past lives. okay, now bring this energy up and through your genetics. Okay, now we're now bringing this energy up and through the collective consciousness. Carrying you out of the karmic loop of the planet. How many times have you heard history repeats itself? To totally disconnect from that energy. Onward and upward. Good. Now we're just going to fill you up with this unconditional love from the seventh plane. Just imagine you can bring your energy down in Mother Earth. We're just going to bring in all this unconditional love, this true connection to your true source. Bring this energy up all the way to the top of your head and open your eyes when you're ready.
Just remaining silent here to give everyone a few more moments to integrate.
Yes.
The unconditional love was really beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'd just like to add, even though we're not going to be able to take questions today because we really made a decision for a content-rich program, something you could listen to over and over again. We'd love to hear your feedback on how you're experiencing these activations. And if you'd like to do that when the moment's right, just submit comments in the webcast page that we send out to you, the announcement.
Would you mind if I start talking?
Please.
Okay.
Take it away.
All these thoughts just keep coming to me.
Please, please.
You know, abundance is there for all of us. It really, really is. And it's important for us to totally let go of our filters so that we can allow this in our lives all the time to flow in easily and effortlessly, and to enjoy it and to share it and to keep it going. It's just energy, and there's plenty for everybody. All around the world, there's no limitations to the good or the love or the peace. You know, there's plenty of it. And really, it's us stopping us from really being in this flow. And again, like when I'm doing these clearings, we're doing this in all aspects of you, clearing out of your town beliefs, your state beliefs, your country beliefs, you know, your genetics, all aspects of you, so you can really allow this flow to start coming in. And when the flow comes in and you go up a level and you can maintain that and feel good about that, then the universe is all great. They're ready for more, and then you get more. And then you feel good about that, and you're able to operate in that energy, and then more comes in. And it just keeps expanding more and more and more and more as much as you allow this flow. Now, there's another activation I would like to do, if you don't mind, Jacqueline. It's called the Creative Gene Activation. And what this does is, you know, there's been a lot of talk over the last few years about the dimensional grid systems around the planet. We were operating in the third dimensional grid system. It's breaking up a lot. It's not solid anymore. But the fifth dimensional grid system is beautiful. It's shiny. It's ready. And a lot of us are already plugging into this. And so what I would like to do is disconnect you from the third dimensional grid system of creation and plug you into that fifth dimensional grid system, which you'll be able to maintain this energy much more. And what happens is that instead of creating in the third dimensional grid system, which has all these rules, all these layers, all this energy, all this effort you have to put into it to really make things happen, when you're plugged into the fifth dimensional grid system, it's more like this. You know, it comes in on a much easier flow and happens much faster for you. So it's called the creative gene, which will, again, allow your manifestations to happen much faster than they have before. So you guys ready for that?
Yes.
Okay, so let's do it. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be silent, and I'll talk when it's necessary, but at this moment I'm just going to be silent. I'm just going in and witnessing you being unplugged from that third dimensional grid system, okay, from that collective consciousness of filters of manifesting very slowly. So you can think about whatever you want to think about with that. And here I go, and then I'll be plugging you into the fifth dimensional grid system, and I'll let you know when that happens. So again, I'm going to be silent. Here I go. Okay, now just imagine that you're being plugged in to this creative energy, this energy that says yes, this energy that allows manifestation to flow to you very quickly. Okay, good. Now just allow this unconditional love to flow through every single cell of your body. The knowing of, yes, I can, yes, I do. Yes, I am. Good. Bringing this energy all the way back up to your head. Allowing this energy to go through every single cell of your body. Good. Open your eyes when you're ready.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
What a blessing that we can all come together to experience this. What a blessing you are.
Oh, I feel so blessed to be doing this. I'm so grateful for the work I get to do. So thankful.
Yes, you've got one great job description.
Yay. Not sure what that is, but cool.
I suspect it's evolving.
Yeah.
Bigger, better, stronger all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
More fun, more joy, more adventure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm loving life much more than I was 2 years ago when all this began. I'm having a really good time. I'm really listening to the Creator. You know, I wasn't really expecting to come over to Europe, and I'm getting ready to do some traveling over here, and I just know I'm going to be expanding even so much more and bringing more information in. I'm just so excited about it. Really wasn't my plan to take off and head over to Europe. I just moved to Florida. But here I am, and I don't know when I'm going home.
That sounds like a wonderful adventure.
Yeah, I'm starting to get really excited about it. I really am. Yes. Well,
and I'm sure we all benefit too that you're there in Glastonbury and traveling some of these amazing sacred centers.
Yeah. Oh, the energy here is just amazing. The house I'm in is located on the St. Michael ley lines that run through Glastonbury. So the energy is just incredible. I've been painting and we've been working on my book. We're almost completely done with that. And it's been a beautiful experience here. I'm just very thankful to be here.
Mm,
very thankful
wonderful.
To be here and be with you at the same time. Isn't technology amazing?
And I know that you did something wonderfully creative and expansive with your offer just for us. Can you tell us about that?
I did. I just changed this offer this morning. There is 19 activations in it. And
19.
I will go over those with you. And then there is links to private videos I have of a live event I did in Colorado, also around money. So you'll be able to join in, well, a pre-recorded event, but it's really good information. And then I have 19 activations for you. So let me go through what they are, what's included, and if you don't mind, I'll just start talking.
Sure. I would just like you to particularly address the benefits one might expect to receive from these activations.
Well, the benefits is being able to see life flow easily and effortlessly, being able to live your life enjoying happiness and excitement of what's next instead of being stuck in all those fear and suffering and anger and resentment and all that other stuff that just keep us stuck and out of the flow of life. So how's that for benefits?
I think that'll do.
Because each one of these activations, you know, clear hundreds of belief systems. Each one of them does.
Mm.
And it just keeps shifting you and shifting you. This energy doesn't stop. This isn't something you have to listen to 21 days in a row to work. It starts shifting you right away. You can absolutely listen to it over and over again, and you'll just shift that much faster.
And I think just to add to that, I know you would agree that it's an intuitive process. If you listen to this, if you listen to these activations, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I had bronchial pneumonia in June, and I still have a lingering cough and doing everything I can to clear this as quickly as possible. Regarding listening to the recordings, if you're drawn to come back, we'll leave this recording up for an extended period of time so that you do have access to the very powerful activations we experienced today. And it's the same thing with the package as well. You get so much on the first listening, but if you feel attracted to come back and listen to again, know that, you know, in your higher wisdom, you're realizing that more listening will help with more levels, more layers. Each time is fresh. It's like an excavation effort. And then if there's a point where you feel complete, you might just start feeling bored or, no, now I'm doing it by discipline, then it's time to stop. And maybe later it might be appropriate to come back again, but I think that's really how the activations work. Would you agree, Tamara?
Yeah. When you no longer need that activation, you just won't be drawn to listen to it anymore and just move on to another one or something else. Because
okay,
it does, yeah. And
so tell
the
us about
cool
the
thing is, the cool thing is that I've experienced with clients is I used to go through this protocol. Okay, when you got the activations from me, you got this one, and this one. And then the next time you got this one, and this one, and you got this one, and this one. You know what I mean? Every time you had an appointment, you got three activations, and it went up the way I had received them. This is the way I was doing this a couple years ago. And I was working with this gentleman, and I went to do one of the activations, and the energy wouldn't start. And I said, do you have a fear about this? or something? And he goes, no, not at all. He says, I've been listening to this CD about this for about a month now. And so what had happened was he did not need that, so it wouldn't start. And another time, one of my practitioners told me that she tried to do this activation, and she was told no by spirit, and she tried to do it again. She was told no, and then she was told another activation to do. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because if you don't need that activation, you're going to just hear no, or you just won't listen to it. So when you're done with it, you're done with it, and you don't need it. So it's not like you'll get stuck in doing these and not know when to stop. You'll be told when to stop. Or if you've had enough. Like when I'm working with people and we've cleared so much energy in a session, I'm told no more. Let them integrate for a week or two. So you'll also be guided with the same way of how often to listen to them. And with that, I mean, a couple days later, after listening to these, emotions will start coming up. So be knowledgeable of that and understanding of that. So if you listen to 3, 4, 5, 6 of these activations in a day, and a couple days later you start feeling emotional or pain in your body, you're shifting a lot of energy. So you could go in and do one of the other activations to help you, like the anger, resentment release or something like that, that can help you shift through that. Or just, you know, go pound the pillow or something, but be kind to yourself and just allow the energy to shift, because what's going to happen is you're going to look back on that and feel completely different about it a couple days later. As a matter of fact, you won't even be able to plug into the program anymore. The program will start, it'll start running, and then the energy just won't be there. And it'll just go, you don't believe this anymore. And the energy, like, disappears. It's the strangest thing. Mm-hmm. It's been quite interesting witnessing this and learning about this energy, the way it works.
So we can suggest that anyone interested in your additional activations or listening to our call now, again, that really it's an intuitive process. If you feel drawn like a magnet, it's something you need, and you're going deeper and deeper. And if you start to feel complete, you are.
Yep. Absolutely. Definitely. And again, the more you can hold these vibrations, the higher the vibrations will go. Creator also showed me, like people working out at the gym. Let's say it's a girl or a middle-aged woman or whatever, starts working out in the gym, she can use a 5-pound weight. She works out at the gym for a couple of weeks, she can now use a 10-pound weight. Now she's been doing this for a little longer, and now she can use a 20-pound weight. It's the same thing with holding these vibrations, is that, you know, you can hold so much of this vibration of where you're at, but then when you clear and, say, do this again, and you clear another level, then you're able to hold a higher vibration, which allows more things to come to you. And that's the same thing with these activations. When you do them again, it brings you to another level. When you do it again, it brings you to another level. And then when you're at the level you need to be with that activation, you just won't be drawn to play it anymore.
Got it. I'm noticing the time a little bit. Would it be possible to discuss the 19 in the package so that everyone knows what's available?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll do this really quickly. Debtor's prison. How many feel like they're in debtor's prison or a past life or genetics or even collective consciousness? Think about that. To be disconnected from that. Playing it small. How many people hide? How many people are in jobs that are way beneath them, because they're afraid to be out there and be seen? Release from government assistance. How many people go on disability or unemployment or welfare because they don't believe they can do it on their own and they need help? Karmic loop. Again, we just experienced that. Fear of authority. There's a lot of people that are afraid. If you know, they have fear of authority, fear of something happening to them if they have lots of money. What about the old belief of death and taxes? You know, that association of is the only two sure things in life is death and taxes. A lot of people are afraid of making more money because they're afraid of having to pay the government more taxes. Collective church. A lot of people feel that they can't have worthy money and things because it all belongs to the church through past lives and religious beliefs. The money gene is I connect to the seventh plane, of course, and then we actually download and activate a money gene within your system. I see a switch happen. It's very, very cool. And these codes are coming in from the laws of abundance. It's a very, very, very cool process. The creative gene, which we just talked about. There's the caste system money. There's a lot of people that they're really wealthy, so everybody's beneath them, or they're really poor, so everybody's above them. And this really brings you into eye to eye with people, no matter how much money you have or how little money you have, so that the caste system isn't in the way of you making money. Oh, I'm a poor person, so I can never make money. You know what I mean? Or, oh, I'm part of the richest and everything's beneath me. And then some people would say, I wonder what the other half lives like. And boom, the next thing they know, they're learning it. So that's the caste system, the money. Are you stuck? Which we did. There is anger, oaths, vows, or excuse me, anger, resentment, guilt, hurt. We go through those emotions. And then there's oaths, vows, commitments, and contracts. There is a culture wound release, which is a big collective consciousness, is life is suffering or you have to suffer to survive. And then there is get in the vortex, where I really bring you into that vortex energy of creation. Excuse me. Bring you into that vortex energy of creation.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so that's the package. And then this morning it came to me to include this, the Colorado event, which is a live event that was recorded on video. And you get the links to view this, which also has 12 activations and a lot of work on it. It's over 3 hours worth of video that you have the links, and you can view it as many times as you would like. And so I've included all of this in this package, and it's just, you know, we're, yeah.
Are those additional activations, or is there some overlap with what's in the program?
There's some overlap, but it's set more in a class setting, and you know, I have people online and I have people in the room, and so there's a lot of conversations. Like with the activations, when you get my package, you know, I talk about the activation, I explain it, and then I go right into the energy. Whereas when you're viewing the Colorado event, people are asking questions, I'm answering questions, and it's a different experience. So I think it's a great add-on.
So it's more comprehensive, and there are also some additional activations.
Or different activations, yes. There's definitely different activations than are what on this. Yes, I think, yeah, there is.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so excited to help people shift. I get really excited when I get testimonials and how much better people are doing it. It just thrills me.
Yes. And we'd love to hear from you. Just use the webcast page if there's anything you'd like to share. Or, you know, you can always reach me at Jacqueline, J-C-K-L-I-N, at youawakening.com. I always love to hear from you. So, you know, if you've got any experiences or, you know, that you'd like to share, please do. Please do. Tamara, you're wonderful. You're the best. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. So,
okay. Is there anything that you'd like to say in parting to our audience?
Yeah. Everything's there for you. Allow it to flow in. Allow yourself to receive because you deserve it. You're important. And creator of all that is, Source Energy says yes. So what are you asking for? think about that and say yes to wonderful, beautiful, exciting life.
That's a great thought. I'm just letting that reverberate a little bit. Oh, so everyone, thank you. Tamara, thank you. Much love. And until the next time, thank you.